Welcome to the September 17th, 2024 County Council meeting. First thing to approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, members of council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to the agenda.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion for a second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Aye, motion carried. We had the minutes of August 27th. Any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondent, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have two letters. One is from the Foundation and also from the Cheer and being Cheer car show sponsor, thanking council for donations.
Okay, correspondent from council. Correspondent from council. Okay. Now's the time for public comments. Have anybody signed up, Mr. Guy? If you're here for the public hearings, that's not the, this is not public comment time. This is the public hearing time. You'll do that. So, Jill Hicks, you have 3 minutes, as you well know, to address council.
Jill Hicks, Chapel Green Lewis, president of the Sussex Preservation Coalition. The coalition wishes to take these 3 minutes of public comment time to thank Mr. Jamie Whitehouse, Mr. Vincent Robertson, and Mr. Todd Lawson for their work to bring the perimeter buffer ordinance to fruition and then carry it across the finish line. County Council, we thank you for your unanimous vote of approval. Everyone will benefit from these changes. We recognize that Delaware's transfer tax incentivizes the county to encourage home building. However, while developers prosper, county residents are left to carry the cost. Burdens in the form of congested roads, congestion that keeps building year after year, schools that are overcrowded as student population explodes year after year, and a healthcare system is overworked and stressed out. Sadly, there are signs posted in reception areas, examination rooms, and pharmacies asking the public to be kind to their staff. How sad that we have become so stressed and discontent with our quality of life that we need to be reminded to be kind to the very people who are trying to help us. The Sussex Preservation Coalition commends the county for taking the first step. The next step in our work together will be more complex and even greater, have an even greater impact as we tackle open space, forest preservation, development design, and site work, all leading Sussex County in the direction to balance the risk and rewards for landowners, developers, with the needs of livable communities, a better Sussex County. The trajectory was not sustainable in the long term. A land without working forest and wetlands, a land losing its agricultural heritage, made sterile by the proliferation of impervious surfaces, is not healthy for anyone or anything. Excuse me. I have faith that together, excuse me. I have faith that together we will get it right. I have faith the work we have begun will continue to benefit everyone. The Sussex County Coalition is grateful for this first and important step. Mr. Whitehouse, Mr. Robertson, Mr. Lawson, thank you for carrying this across the finish line. And thank you, all of you, for your service to the county. Thank you.
Thank you. Teresa, I'm gonna try to pronounce your last name, Alberta, I'm sure.
Muschiati.
Okay.
Good afternoon. I'm the current president of the HOA for Anthem Community in Milton, Delaware, and I'm here today to ask why the board, as is charged with establishing policies for the health, safety, and welfare of county residents, that the council refuses to hold developers accountable for the buildings they erect, the grounds they plow, and the stormwater management control systems they build. I come to bring light not only to the problems that have plagued our development since its inception, but that are happening all over Sussex County as a result of developers being allowed to bulldoze their way through the county, and the county, be it the council, inspectors, or other government oversight agencies, refusing to hold them accountable to codes that are supposedly in place to protect us, your constituents. I've tried to work with council members and the developer, but get little to no feedback, or worse, am told that they don't have to answer my questions. For example, a perimeter buffer is supposed to have trees planted that are a specific height, have a 2-year guarantee, and be maintained by the developer during that time, including watering, We've been struggling with dying trees since they were put in 2021, when the developer never touched them after they were planted. I'm told that's because the two-year guarantee starts when the plans were approved in 2017, even though the trees weren't planted till 2021. Now we have to rebuy, replant, and maintain trees that should have been well established. Swales or culverts that run across our property are supposed to have a specific slope. We struggle with standing water for days because the pipes don't match up or are sinking. And no, it's not our fault for overwatering like you'd like us to believe. I've got pictures that date back to November when no one was using an irrigation system. Water pools under the driveways continuously. And then when inspectors come by and say, oh, the swales are dry, I guarantee they haven't gotten out of their cars and checked under the driveways. The same can be said of the open area, which continues to hold water and create swampy conditions because of truckloads of dirt that were removed and never forced to be replaced. Would you like to have that in your development? Communities that offer a pool increase recreational enjoyment and boost property values. Now, I know that public health regulates the pools, but I can tell you that if someone had inspected that pool, that it would not have passed. That's because they never registered or had it inspected with public health. And if someone from county came out to approve that pool house, then there's a problem because there's no ventilation, which causes the fumes from the chemicals to cause us to cough and gag when we open the door. The bottom line is you're supposed to protect us. Overdevelopment is out of control, and allowing developers such as Milford Housing to skirt the codes makes it seem that Sussex County is more concerned with the money the developer brings in than the welfare of its citizens. But maybe it's only for those buying affordable housing. You know, when you say affordable housing, that means that you should have be able to afford the house for over time. But when the developer walks away with all the money and leaves you with nothing, then you're stuck with raising HOA fees, and no longer is that development affordable to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Maria? You can pronounce your last name for us also.
Yes, it's Maximovich.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Council. I'm Maria Maximovich. I'm a retired engineer, and I moved into Anthem in 2022. And I was looking forward to a peaceful life. But by May of 23, my yard started to erode. I discovered on the plot plan drawings, approved in 2020, that five pipe locations were missing geotextile tarp with riprap rocks and safety rat guards. June 23, Milford Housing installed the system. Despite being directly affected, I was excluded from the walk through inspection by Sussex County Conservation District on June 1st. Even though the open area grass was not established by August, SCD hastily approved the work. In January of 24, new issues surfaced. I emailed a spreadsheet citing 13 Anthem issues, including my easement pipe outlet, non-draining driveway culverts, swale erosion, swamping, animal sinkholes, I sent 50 correlated pictures in a PDF file that clearly showed the damage. On February 23rd, Cape Gazette wrote that Milford Housing agreed to fix these minor issues. One item was fixed, the second was partially. I'd like to know where's the follow-up on 11 items and the accountability. My outlet pipe is collapsing below grade and is a disaster waiting to happen. Water collects from five different locations, which is 1/4 of the neighborhood, into a swale behind my house that does not drain within 48 hours. Water pools outside of the riprap, creating a breeding ground for insects. What if a child or pet gets caught in the high volume of flow? Would you tolerate that in your backyard? East Anthem open area has a tall grass natural swale solution, which impedes flow, attracts rodents and fox to dig holes around two inlet pipes. I literally begged for the geotextile tarp and rocks to prevent that, and they were not put in. East Anthem open area grass coverage is more than less than 80%, and my swale sides are eroding because no special reinforcement was put in. The view is just a disgrace, let alone devaluing our property. Why are the issues not fixed properly to protect us and the environment? I'm disappointed and frustrated. We as taxpayers expect action. Why is there no communication, no feedback? We deserve to know what will be done, who will do it, and when. I think it's time for a face-to-face meeting where we can have actions and solutions. Thank you, Council, for your time. I have a packet to hand in for review.
And the far end down there, Madam, Ms. Torbert. Thank you. Sure.
The lights were going to
And could you give us your address too, please?
Oh, yes. 28380 Liberty Lane, Milton, Delaware.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's in the sign up sheet.
John Marley.
Good afternoon, Council. I am just here to tell you about our pool that has never worked right since the day it opened. It opened up in 2020 because of problems with Milford Housing. It was delayed, and every year since it's been delayed, they have tried different fixes for repairing the pool, such things as the hot water line was actually going into the pool instead of the cold water. The facts of the liner keeps on failing because of improper installation of the pool. And I'm just looking for the, basically, for the Milford Housing to come and correct it. And right now, we're in 2024, the pool just shut down for the season. But next year, once again, it will not be open because of repairs that were needed. If there is some way that we can try to have Milford Housing honor what they were supposed to do, I would appreciate it. And also, too, I do not know about as far as in the development, in the plans, it says that we were supposed to have 4 to 6 inches of topsoil. We never did receive that. There was topsoil there at one point, but it was removed and sold to somebody else, which in my situation and a lot of other people in our development of Anthem, I had to spend $10,000 just to take and get water for a well and irrigation. Otherwise, nothing would basically grow on my lawn, and it'd be a barren area. I thank you for your time for listening to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Guy, would you come forward, please, and take this in the three people, the last three that spoke from Anthem, get their actual address on here? And someone, I will tell you, someone in the county will contact you, all three of you, and we'll find out what the story is. Just so you're aware, the Sussex Conservation District is not part of the county. They're their own entity, so we just, we won't take credit for that if they've done something wrong. Operator, would you check online, please, for anybody for public comment?
If there is anyone on the line who would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line who would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star. We have a caller on the line. Caller, your line is unmuted.
Good afternoon, Council. My name is Mark Matthews. I live in the Anthem development. One of the issues I've had since moving in is poor drainage in the back of my property, which is also considered easement or right-of-way property. Talking to landscapers and different people, they said it was due to poor grading and not didn't follow the plans as were given to us. Because of this, I'm having problems with trees, grass, and other things. And the only thing I seem to be able to grow in that easement area is weeds. Once again, like others have spoke, I would like to see this problem addressed. Thank you.
Sir, what's your address?
28458 Hawthorne Trail, Milton, Delaware.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Operator, anybody else?
At this time, there's currently no one else on the line.
Thank you. We'll close public comment. Go to Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. County Administrator's report for September 17th, item one. Per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion. Peninsula Phase 11, Stillwater's Phase 2, effective August 21st, Estuary Phase 4, Pump Station, effective August 27th, and Osprey Point Phase 1B, construction effective August 31st. Item two, the Delaware Animal Services Performance Report for the second quarter of 2024 is attached, listing the total number of calls for service by location, as well as a breakdown of the total types of calls in Sussex County. In total, there were 1,689 calls for service in the second quarter of 2024. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Karen Brewington, come on down, young lady. Third quarter employee recognition awards.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. I am happy to announce and congratulate our third quarter Shining Star winners. With 37 submissions, the Shining Star Committee has selected three winners. So at this time, I would like to read their Shining Star submission. The first one is Lauren DeVore. Unfortunately, Lauren can't be here today with us, but I do have Jamie Whitehouse that is gonna accept her certificate. Lauren was nominated by Michael Costello for a superhero badge. His submission reads, "I wanted to bring to the organization's attention the totally awesome job that Mrs. DeVore did in representing our position during a court action on July 23rd, 2024. On short notice, Lauren agreed to assist the constable's office as a witness during the trial of a property owner for a zoning matter that we have long attempted to resolve. The property owner, who has a history of being confrontational and anti-government, ignored notices to correct the violation and challenged us in court. Lauren provided expert witness testimony regarding code requirement and established the framework for entering documents and other testimony into evidence. On cross-examination, the property owner was very aggressive and badgering with questioning for over half an hour. Because Lauren is confident in her position and knowledgeable with the aspect of zoning code, she was not rattled during cross-examination, no matter how hard the property owner tried to break her down. Her testimony was instrumental in the verdict, and the judge, hearing the matter, commented on how much she had learned just from listening to her testimony. For this reason, Lauren is a superhero for helping us." The second winner is Mr. Marvin Roberts. He is in the engineering department, and this was submission was by Michael Costello as well. Marvin was instrumental in satisfying a few tough customers who insisted the Sussex County compel a developer to correct an eyesore on a vacant lot in a development still under construction. Being careful not to tread too heavily in areas that the county does not have authority, Marvin used his good nature, creative language to convince the developer that it was in everyone's best interest to simply spend a little time and energy to make things look better for the folks that have to live next door to the area of concern. The customers reached out to me to say thanks for staying on top of things and felt that our interaction with the developer has greatly improved their ability to enjoy their property. This surely improved how the customer values their county government and that we listen to them. Marvin's ability to know who to call and just how to ask for little things made the difference here. His approach to such concerns is greatly appreciated. And last but not least, Christopher Volp is in our geographic information department. Christopher was asked to assist in a planning and zoning project. He hand-reviewed the data associated with 375 subdivisions in a matter of only 2 months. He is 100% the reason that this project is making major headway, and he's doing it in service to his teammates cross-departmentally for the greater good. The project will be a huge asset to many, and I can't wait until we have the data where it needs to be to get the best information in the hands of our decision makers. Thank you, Chris, for your persistence and wonderful documentation along the way. This was an appreciation badge, and it was given by Megan Nearbaugh. So at this time, I would like to invite all three of our winners. Jamie, if you could come up for Lauren, Marvin, and Christopher. Each one, again, will receive a certificate, a Shining Star pin, and will be eligible for the Employee of the Year. Mr. President, would you come down, please? And Mr. Lawson. Thank you.
We're my project engineer. Oh, there he sits in the back. Here he comes. Project engineer Metalors, come forward, please. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, council members. We have two action items on the project I've been working on for a long time. In the Lockwood community, and you may recall that's the community next to our Angola Legacy Landfill. This community, the county has already spent a number of project monies. Once we installed drinking water, because they're in the no well zone, I'll get to that later. And they also had a road improvement project a few years back, which is about 10, 12 years old now.
Yeah.
So we're now installing the vacuum sewer system, and the vacuum sewer system has vacuum pods, which are located sometimes serving two properties, sometimes one property. There are two components. The vacuum portion is in the bottom, and then there's a bell over the top. They also make a single unit, which is more for like flood-prone areas or high water tables. When the initial investigation and design was conducted, the road along the Burton's Pond had water tables which were approximately 2 feet lower than this year. So when they got to there a couple of months ago and they did the test pitting there, they realized the water tables are so high they would be in the second portion of the vacuum pod. So we made a executive meeting here between the contractor, the engineer, the engineering department, and came up with a solution to return the two-unit pods, buy the single-unit pods, not so deep a setting, because we would have had to be dewatering to do the deep water settings. So now the only the impact to the people directly by the lake who are very, very close to the pond level, pond side, they will have to continue to pump up their effluent like they do today in their septic systems, because the drain fields are at the road. So when we discussed that with DNRC, they were not willing to give us a dewatering permit unless we pre-treated the water. So it made no sense to try to go through this at this point. So the contractor worked with us, they waived all the markups, they carried the shipping costs, et cetera. So for $8,000 and some, we can make that change, which is in the county's best interest. So I have a recommendation for that particular approach.
Please your motion, please, sir.
We be moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department at change order number 2 for contract S22-07 Lockwood Community Area Expansion Construction Contract A be approved, increasing the contract amount by $8,907.18, subject to USDA concurrence. We do have the verbal concurrence from USDA, so I expect that to be a formality.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Mr. President, you and I have been working through a number of amendments to our first agreement, regional agreement with Artesian. And it reads sort of like an interesting history of what we've been doing since 2016. And when we started all this, it was anticipated, let's get rid of some of these on-site system and some of these connections which have really long force mains and issues where we like to have more of a regional approach. And all the systems we interconnected were existing systems. When the County Council approved the comprehensive plan, we envisioned 5 sewer tiers, which you then codified. And now we are faced with some of the CPCNs, that's the certificates Artesian gets for serving sewer service and water service, are in areas of tier 3 or 4 sewer service, but they're adjacent to our service territories. I think you've touched 2 of them where we had to go through the comp plan change to actually extend our service, tier 1, into these areas because it's a comprehensive plan change. Now, since some of them are held, some of these CPCNs are held by Artesian, they're not yet built subdivisions. Engineering department said, time out here, we want to be paid our sewer connection charges for non-built, you know, areas because all the ones we converted over and all the ones they converted over existed. Like, for example, when we send the business park, the Georgetown Business Park, obviously these are all existing flows, sure, with some exception to the infill. So in order to accommodate that, we're proposing amendment number 8, which creates a new paragraph under the flow measuring ones, which says if you have a not yet constructed area, it could be commercial and or residential, then you have to pay the connection charges of either party, and then the metering will still roll through the true up. So once they are created, that flow will still gets trued up as per some of our other revisions.
Right.
So it's a fairly simple change in the addendum number 8, and I have one for your
your
consideration. We be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering and Finance Departments that the Sussex County Council approve addendum number 8 to the bulk wastewater services agreement between Sussex County and Artesian Wastewater Management, Inc. as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
And I will stay right here to assist Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Ashman, come on down.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, sir.
The first item of business today is for the permission to prepare and post notices for the Woods at Angola Beach expansion of our Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This would be in our Angola Neck area. The engineering department received a request from Millbrook Engineering LLC on behalf of their client, Hometown Angola Land LLC, owners of parcels 23412-7.01. And this is adjacent to our Angola Neck area, so annexation is possible. And it is undeveloped land that abuts the Angola Beach and Estates. They are proposing 90 lots on this site, and they would be responsible for system connection charges of $7,700 per EDU or the current rates when they connect. And we would like to request that permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing.
Motion, sir.
I do. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Woods of Angola Beach expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcel 234-12.00-7.01 as presented on September 17, 2020.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
He's just pointing out that they will be subject to a use of existing infrastructure.
Right.
We're calling this Leeward Chase 2. You approved Leeward Chase previously. This is actually going into our Air Park area, which is kind of unusual, but they have a project that was going to go to the town of Georgetown. The town of Georgetown did not have the ability to take them and agreed to allow the county to bring it into the Air Park. When they started doing their survey work out there, they were contacted by the two adjacent parcels, one of those being the church, and they asked if there was a way they could get sewer service as well. So we're going through this expansion for them, and we received a request from Solutions IPEM on behalf of the owners of parcels 135-15-96 and 97, adjacent to the Leeward Chase project. They contain the existing liquor store and the existing church, and the parcels would be responsible for system connection charges of $7,700 over. I'd like to request that permission to post.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Leeward Chase 2 expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 135-15.00-96.00 and 97.00 as presented on September 17, 2024.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second,
Mr. Hudson.
I'm here.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Riley?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Friends of Prime Hook National Wild Refuge is requesting $1,000 for their summer intern program for nesting shorebirds. Last grant received for this organization was in the amount of $2,000 for their educational programs, which was $1,000 for Mrs. Green and $1,000 for Mr. Schaefer. Mrs. Green placed on the agenda.
Green?
I will donate the $1,000 requested.
Okay. Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. To grant $1,000 from District 2 Council MAG account to the Friends of Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge Incorporated for their summer intern program for nesting shorebirds. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll be up. Motion carried. Next.
The next one is Nanticoke River Arts Council is requesting $1,000 for operations. Last grant received for this organization was in the amount of $1,000 from Mr. Vincent. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Somebody make that motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, to grant $1,000 from District 1 Council MAC account to Nanticoke River Arts Council for operating expenses. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will. Yeah, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Introduction, proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have six today. The first one is in Mrs. Green's district, an ordinance amending the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 5.0 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Green, introduce it.
Thank you. Next one is also in Mrs. Green's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a retail store to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.82 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Green, introduce it.
The next one is also Mrs. Green's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small business to service gas stations to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.29 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Green, introduce it.
The next one is in Mr. Vincent's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a borrow pit to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 309.59 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
The next one is in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for indoor storage of watercraft to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2.26 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Riley, introduce it.
And the last one is an ordinance to amend the Sussex County sewer tier map of the comprehensive zoning plan in relation to tax parcels 433, 11-17, and 1701.
introduce it.
Let's introduce it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments, anybody? Okay, entertain a motion to go to executive session for land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
We're now in executive session for land acquisition downstairs.